Well, joining me now on the phone is Democratic candidate for governor, J.B. Pritzker. J.B., thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Glad to be here, Rick. Good morning.
Appreciate you coming on. I wanted to do something. This is really kind of the last show that we're going to be doing with candidates before the election. Wanted to give both you and the governor an opportunity to talk about your campaigns and your issues, not so much about the other candidate. And I wanted to talk to you about, obviously, the kind of a centerpiece of your campaign is the graduated income tax. And to me, this is almost kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation, because you're proposing a revision of the tax structure, but yet there are no rates to go along with it, which provides a vacuum that the governor's been able to hit you over. I mean, certainly you must have some kind of idea now of what the amount of revenue that the state needs to raise to accomplish some of the goals that you want to do.
Well, may I just begin this morning by sending my sympathies out to the families who lost loved ones yesterday in Pittsburgh and also in Kentucky, where a gunman attempted to enter a black church to commit heinous acts. He killed two other people before that, and then of course the 11 people killed at the synagogue yesterday, as well as the four police officers and two others who were wounded. I'm heartbroken, and frankly, I'm a bit angry about it.
Understood.
Let's talk about your question, though. First of all, the governor is defending the most unfair tax system in the entire country. Illinois has the most regressive taxes. People in the middle class are paying about double what people at the top are paying. People who are in the bottom 20 and 40% are paying almost 14% of their income in taxes in the state, and that includes the very regressive property taxes and sales taxes, as well as the regressive flat income tax. So the purpose of a graduated income tax, a fair tax system, is to try to make that fairer. In other words, to ask people like Bruce Rauner and me to pay a little bit more and to give a break to everybody else who is suffering both from higher income taxes, regressive income taxes, but also from property taxes. So one of the things that we benefit from if we change the income tax system is the ability to lower property taxes, which of course is driving so many people out of the state of Illinois. So I'm fighting against the regressive, backward, unfair tax system that Bruce Rauner is defending because it benefits him. That's why he's defending it. And the middle class has just been put upon time and time again by Bruce Rauner. He just doesn't understand that working families ought to be in charge in this state. They are the ones who are paying the bulk of the taxes. But they are the ones who he's tried to take away collective bargaining rights from and lower wages.
Okay, to lower property taxes, there's a price tag for that. I mean, to effectively shift state income tax dollars to make up for what the local property taxes are, which would be primarily education funding. There's a price tag to that. Do you have an idea of what we're talking about there to make a meaningful property tax reduction?
Well, the first thing is, again, to make sure that we're shifting the burden overall to people who can most afford it. And then the second thing, as you're raising, is to provide exemptions for people to their property taxes, again, because people are paying a higher percentage of the value of their homes if you're middle class than you are if you're wealthy. So, look, again, this is something that we're going to have to work with. Remember how we have to get this done. It's a fair tax system that requires a constitutional amendment in Illinois, and you know that requires a 60% vote of the House, a 60% vote of the Senate, and then we've got to get a 60% vote of the people of Illinois in a referendum. So in order to get that done, we've got to make it very transparent. We've also got to make sure everybody's at the table with the negotiation of what the break points and what the rates ought to be. So I think it would be irresponsible, frankly, at this point to start naming those rates without actually bringing everybody to the table. I'm not governor today, But no, what well, I am, and I will bring.
I'm not necessarily talking about what the rates are. I'm just talking about, in a comprehensive way, do you have an idea of the spending that would you're talking about here? Spending for making up on the property tax side, spending for infrastructure, spending. I mean, because in many respects, the graduated tax has become kind of a catch-all here for things you want to do.
Yeah, this isn't just about raising revenue, though. This is also about growing the economy. Remember, in order to grow the economy, we've got to, first of all, have a governor who understands how to create jobs, and I've done that for much of my career, helped people create jobs, and I've done it myself. This governor has not. In fact, he's created fewer jobs than his predecessor did in the same amount of time, and he called his predecessor a miserable failure at job creation. So this is all about lowering property taxes and changing the system to make it more attractive for companies. You know, you hear often why companies are leaving, why people are leaving the state. And there are several reasons. One is the instability of state government. Another is the fact that our property taxes are so high, people just are, you know, prone to wanting to leave. And businesses themselves say, why would I come here with property taxes as high as they are? So we need to address that issue, and we also need to make sure that state government is stable enough. Remember, 2 years without a budget under Bruce Rauner, a third year where he vetoed the budget. If you're a company outside of the state of Illinois thinking about coming here, you're asking yourself, why would I want to come to a state that can't get its act together because the governor won't compromise? And the governor badmouths the state everywhere he goes. So if you're a company, you're thinking, well, I don't want to go to a place where the leader of the state doesn't even believe in the state. So we got a lot of work to do. I think we can increase revenues even more so by creating jobs in the economy and growing our economy in the state of Illinois. And the way to do that, again, is to bring people together with the principles that I've laid out for a fair tax system. We can help do that by making sure that we've got the voices of Republicans and Democrats at the table and that we're competitive with the states around us, almost all of whom have a graduated income tax system.
We're speaking with Democratic candidate for Governor J.B. Pritzker. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune, joined on the phone by Democratic candidate for Governor J.B. Pritzker. Mr. Pritzker, right before the break, as we were talking about the graduated tax, and you were talking about the importance of growing the economy to help generate revenues for the state. But are you saying that your view of a graduated rate income tax would be that it would be revenue neutral compared to the flat tax we have now?
What I'm suggesting is we need a not just a tax system, but a government that's actually attracting businesses to the state of Illinois. A graduated fair income tax system will help us keep middle class families here in the state. We also, of course, I've talked a lot about the out-migration problem, and if we can reverse the problem of high property taxes in the state, we also need to address higher education in Illinois, which, you know, unfortunately under Bruce Rauner has driven 72,000 kids to not go to school in Illinois. And when they don't go to school here, when they leave the state, 70% of them don't come back. And those are our best economic resources for the future.
Sure,
they're also our kids.
But
we've got to have a strong higher education system, too.
Understood. And there's certainly been a lack of investment in higher education. We've talked a lot about that in this show. Not just,
in fact, disinvestment,
yes.
20%. Cut in higher ed under Bruce Rauner, and a 30% cut on the table by him.
Well, and certainly it's been shortchanged higher ed for over a decade, truly, in this
state. But he's made it worse, and he's driven it off a cliff. Look at all the layoffs. Look at all the kids who have left just during his term.
But again, the question being, do you foresee a graduated rate tax to be revenue neutral versus the current revenues generated by a flat tax?
Well, again, this is about, you know, the priorities of a budget that we've got to get passed. And the answer is that the combination of revenues that we can bring in by growing the economy, revenues that I think we'll bring in by legalizing marijuana, taxing it, which also brings a lot of more fairness into the criminal justice system and safety to our consumers, of course. And the possibility of sports betting in the state. These are all sources of revenue that should be utilized to make sure that we're balancing the budget. And remember, these budgets, you know, even though they're constitutionally required to be balanced, as you and I both know, budgets have not been balanced under Bruce Rauner or frankly for many years before. There's a structural deficit in the state, and we've got to address that first and foremost to make sure that we're actually paying the bills of the state, which racked up to $16 billion under Bruce Rauner, with $1 billion of late payment fees because of him that are owed by the taxpayers of Illinois. And we've got to address the 8 credit downgrades that have occurred under Bruce Rauner alone, and the 5 universities that have fallen to junk credit status. He's the biggest deficit spender in the history of the state of Illinois. It's important that we get our finances under control, and all of these things are going to play a factor in especially growing the economy of the state.
I think you've been pretty clear that as far as the state's pension issue, pension debt, pension problems, but given the legal rulings by the state Supreme Court, we have to pay what we're owed. Do you see any way that could alleviate that growing percentage of the tax dollar going to pensions in a way that would free up money for other state services?
Yes, I do. And, there are a number of plans out there, and I'm sure you've seen some of them, but I'll just give you an idea. First of all, let's recognize that pensions that are owed to people who are retiring are an obligation of the state, a moral obligation in most cases, in my view. And we've got to make sure and step up to the plate. And the best way to do that, first of all, this is part of the budget. So all the things that we're talking about, balancing the budget, you know, include pensions in them. But one of the biggest things we've got to address, in my view, is the pension ramp that was put in place in 1995, where along the way, first of all, they didn't put enough money in the pension ramp itself, but along the way, governors have skipped payments and made the problem much worse. So we now have to look at, leveling out the amount of money that we're putting into pensions, probably raising up the amount by some, and leveling it out so that we can grow our way out of the problem by virtue of a growing economy. And that, I think, is a reasonable solution. There are others that have been put forward, too. Remember, there's also a Tier 2 system that's been put in place for pensions, which has bent the cost curve and made it easier on the state budget, and those are for new employees of state government. Last thing I'd point out is that state government over the last 20 or 25 years has gone from about 85,000 employees to about 55,000 employees, and Illinois now has the lowest number of state employees per capita of any state in the United States. So it's already happened that, you know, the number of people in state government's been cut significantly, and so that aspect of the budget has been dealt with. But, you know, people got early retirement. They are in the system collecting pensions today. That will work its way through the system over time, but that Tier 2 system at least helps to bend the cost curve, and if we change the way we pay in and the amortization schedule to level it out, we can deal with the pension crisis in the state.
Just real quick to clarify, when you're talking about, obviously the ramp would require higher payments, kind of multiplier effect each time. You're saying kind of to level out that payment?
The idea is the same problem. If you had this problem of you put in an amortization schedule on your home to pay your mortgage, and it was one that looked like the ramp that there exists in the amortization schedule for pensions in Illinois, you'd have to deal with that. There's no way you could increase the income in your home as fast as, let's say, that ramp was going up. And so what would you do? You'd put in a greater principal payment on your home earlier in order to level out the amortization going forward so that you can grow your way out of the problem. And that's really what the proposal okay. The one proposal that I've seen that I'm talking about would do. There are a number of them, but I'm just giving you one example. I think you got to look at it holistically, though. The budget is unbalanced, and we've got to look at everything, including significant efficiencies that we can find in state government. And I've been talking about that for some time now, lowering the cost of our Medicaid system by making sure that we're doing a lot toward prevention, which is something Bruce Rauner has cut significantly during his term. If you can deal with, for example, someone's type 2 diabetes earlier, it costs the state a lot less in Medicaid payments. And the same thing is true, of course, in early childhood education, something I've been a national leader in for more than 20 years, that if you provide kids, particularly at-risk kids, with early childhood education, that is quality preschool and child care, what we get is kids who are prepared for kindergarten, which means that there's a lot less remedial spending in our education system, and those kids are much more likely to graduate from high school and college, get a job, and much less likely to end up incarcerated, all of which are savings for our taxpayers.
That's J.B. Pritzker, Democratic candidate for governor. J.B., thank you so much for joining me this morning. I know you've got a lot of miles still to travel on the campaign trail before we get to November 6th. I appreciate you joining me on the show.
Great to talk to you. Thanks, Rick.